بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We were discussing those actions which will greatly benefit the deceased in his grave. One such action is the action of making good intentions. It is the kindness and favor of Allah that Allah rewards man in accordance to his intentions. Many a time a person has good intentions, but he does not manage to achieve and accomplish those intentions before passing away. Allah will reward him in full for whatever he had intended. One example is mentioned here, Atiyah Awfi and Hassan Basri, rahimahum Allah, both from the Tabi'een explain, that person who had started memorizing the Qur'an, and he passes away before completing it, an angel will come to him in his grave, and the angel will teach him the entire Qur'an. When he meets Allah on the day of Qiyamah, he will be from amongst those who are hafiz of the Qur'an, who had memorized the Qur'an. Therefore, we should make good intentions, good deeni intentions, and start striving in that direction. If we do not achieve it before passing away, Allah will reward us in full for what we had intended. These were such actions which can benefit a person in his grave. Sometimes, Allah, out of his kindness, puts a person through such a death, as a result of which Allah showers his favors down upon that person. In the ahadith, many, many forms of death like this are mentioned. Here we will just mention five blessed deaths which are mentioned in this book. One of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Mat'oonu Shaheed, a person who passes away as a result of plague, he is a martyr. All the rewards of the martyrs and the virtues of the martyrs will be brought, will be given, will be granted to this person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ إِذَا تُوُفِّيَ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْلِدِهِ يُفْسَحُ لَهُ مِن مَوْلِدِهِ إِلَى مُنْقَطَعِ أَثَرِهِ. He explained, when a person passes away in a foreign land, far away from his home, then Allah gives the command, and the area between his home and between his grave is calculated, his grave is widened to that extent, and he is blessed with a spacious grave as a result. From this we understand that it is not a sad thing and a worrying thing and a very fearful and frightening thing to pass away far from home. Rather, it is a great ni'mat from Allah, and it is a means of drawing Allah's mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the person who is killed by a stomach illness. He said, مَنْ قَتَلَهُ بَطْنُهُ لَمْ يُعَذَّبْ فِي قَبْرِهِ. A person who passes away as a result of a stomach illness, he will not be punished in his grave. Passing away on Friday and in the month of Ramadan is a great virtue and great favor of Allah. With regards to Friday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. Any Muslim who passes away on Thursday night or on the day of Friday, Allah will save him from punishment in the grave, from questioning in the grave. With regards to the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, إِنَّ عَذَابَ الْقَبْرِ يُرْفَعُ عَنِ الْمَوْتَى فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. The punishment in the grave is lifted from those who have passed away in the month of Ramadan. This could be explained in two different ways. One explanation is that those people who pass away in Ramadan, they will not be punished in their grave. The second explanation is that during the month of Ramadan, all of the believers who have passed away will be exempted from the punishment. The punishment will be lifted from them. It will be halted for the duration of Ramadan. If they were undergoing punishment before, it will recommence after the month of Ramadan. These are five great forms of deaths. There are many other forms of deaths mentioned in the ahadith, which have been referred to as shahada. Ulama have counted up to 60 such forms of deaths. May Allah bless us with a wonderful death, and such a death which brings us great benefit in our graves. Amen.